Does anybody ever say a kosher snack blogger? Well, I don't know. Esther, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome to South Africa and welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So, how did you get into this? Because this is absolutely the coolest thing ever.
Thank you. The famous question, how did I get into this? Well, I've always had a sweet tooth my whole life. My mom was the mother who gave me about 5 snacks every day at lunch.
Right. Just for the record, we're not talking about somebody who's clinically obese here. You're skinny.
Exactly.
Isn't that irritating? It is. So, in fact, I was actually thinking of not even allowing her to talk about it. I feel like she's not qualified.
I think your time is up, actually.
All right. So carry on. There we go.
Right, right. So I loved snacks. I also had a love for acting and journalism and being on camera. And so I was trying to think of a YouTube channel my whole life, and nothing was really sticking out to me. Till finally I was following other snack bloggers on Instagram. Nothing was kosher. And I realized, what about vlogging, like doing videos about kosher snacks, reviewing them? I checked all social media platforms. It didn't exist. And I said, you know what? I'm starting this. I'm going to review kosher snacks. Wow. I had no expectations. I did it for fun. I did it to be on camera, you know.
Right.
And then here we are.
You know, she's about as shameless as you are, Zanati.
Honestly.
All right, but we respect this, by the way. We respect shameless approaches to anything in the studio. All right. So you go around the world, and what do you do? You check out kosher snacks.
Exactly. That's basically it. I find interesting, cool kosher snacks and review them and basically show the kosher world that we have exciting, fun snacks out there, and teaching people that you can find kosher snacks in Mexico, in South Africa, in Israel, in New York, and just showing the world that the kosher world is fun.
So how do we do here? How do we rate here in South Africa?
Oh, I'm obsessed with South African snacks. I kind of want to stay here just for your snacks.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Because we always think, oh, you know, someone's going to Israel, maybe they can bring us this or that. Or so, someone's going to America, you know, maybe they can bring us some of those chemicals that they pass off as sweets and stuff.
Right, right.
But we never think that we've got great quality in our own backyard.
In your own backyard, your chip flavors are unique. I tried, I think it was chutney-flavored Simba chips. I've never seen that in my life.
See, we don't think of that.
We don't appreciate,
Yeah, we don't, Zanati, and I blame you for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And your restaurants are delicious.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing.
Look, I think what's happened in the South African kosher world is that we've also integrated a lot of local flavor. And, you know, so biltong being, you know, the beef jerky or whatever you would call it, but being a snack, you know, these things have become very much part of South African kosher, you know, the experience.
Absolutely. When people heard I was coming to South Africa, their first response was, can you bring me back biltong?
Right. You can't, by the way.
I told them. They're so upset.
Really,
what do I do?
Can't. Yeah.
I know. I warn them, but they're,
especially if you're flying through the, I don't know how, I mean, Canada's also pretty strict.
Yeah, they are very strict.
But the US is particularly strict in this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could always do, you know, I would never do this. So, you know, obviously I know a friend or two who's done this. Is what you can do is you buy a diversion pack of biltong and you keep that in your one bag, and then when you go through, you remember it and you take that out. But what you don't take out is all your other biltong with you, your main bag. No, it's not me. I would never. I would never, because it's not legal. So
right.
One would never do that. But if one wanted to bring biltong out to the United States, that could be.
I'll be honest. I'm nervous. One time I forgot.
The truth is, I'd be very careful.
I forgot I had apples in my bag when I was coming from Europe, and some dog sniffed me out right when I got into Canada.
Oh, those apples. Those apples.
So biltong is probably a lot stronger.
No, definitely it is. So what else have you observed here in South Africa?
The Jewish community here has been very welcoming, very pleasant, but really the restaurants. I went to Next Door last night, and the dairy food there was
amazing, unique.
Yeah. There's such diverse options on the menu.
There, and you can tell it. You can tell when you walk into a restaurant and the owners love food.
Literally.
Yeah.
The owner came up to us. He actually gave us a dish to try. He gave us the salmon teriyaki. They make their teriyaki sauce in-house. And it was with a chow mein vegetable noodle dish underneath the salmon. And it melted in your mouth, the salmon. It was unreal.
Please, can you actually explain what the real definition of a foodie is? Because I get so irritated because I see people on my Instagram just every time they post food, hashtag foodie. And I'm like,
I think if you have to call yourself a foodie, then you probably are.
Then you're
what
a faker.
Yeah, then you're trying too hard. All right, but we'll leave it to the expert, Estefan.
That's a great question. I would say, you know, there's people who eat to survive.
Right.
And there's people who survive to eat. I guess it's someone who is always looking for a unique flavor to try and the next new dish and is very interested in what's out there in the world and see like, and interested in trying and excited to try it.
Ah, okay. So not just uploading fish and chips that you had for lunch and then hashtag food.
I don't think that qualifies.
No, I don't think that qualifies at all, Zanati. Wow. In fact, Zanati had some negative experience with food because not her last boyfriend who broke up with her, the one before that, made the most beautiful, beautiful meal. She thought he was going to propose.
Yeah.
He had made this unbelievable meal,
crushed almonds.
That's when you know. And then he broke up with her that night after dinner while having wine. He crushed almonds and then broke up with her.
Is that,
and I mean, from a food blogger, can you give us just your thoughts on that?
What a letdown.
It really was. No, I've had very bad experiences with food. Food poisoning in Israel last year as well. So, yeah.
Food
I'm guessing I'm not a foodie.
Food poisoning also scares me. Don't worry.
Right. So your thoughts on that?
Food poisoning?
No. All right. Neil says, Howard, please can you let this woman talk? I know this is your vocation, but come on. I think, Zanati, I think that was aimed at you. I'm absolutely convinced of it. We're going to go to news headlines. We're going to go to sports with Louis Karpis. Then we're going to come back. We're going to continue our conversation with Esther Klein. She is a food blogger. We're going to give you her details where you can follow her on Instagram, YouTube, etc. and ask her more questions. Neil, maybe we'll even let her get a word in edgeways, but I'm not guaranteeing that. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 Chai FM. I see that apparently Louis called it Judaica, he called it Judaica and not Judoka. So there you have it. Joining me in studio, Esther Klein. She is a kosher snack food blogger. A very, very good morning again. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So tell us some of the other things that you've observed whilst here in South Africa.
Okay. I guess I'll talk about some of the snacks that I was a big fan of. The chili biltong from Moishis.
Yeah, Moishis. Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Absolutely unreal.
Yeah, never had anything like that. Astros,
yes.
So we don't even have that in Canada.
Really?
I've never seen
it.
Is
Canadian chocolate as bad as American chocolate?
Similar, but I think it's okay. I think it's decent.
Well, I suppose
it's nothing like Europe chocolate, but
yeah,
that is what we're used to. I used to work at a chocolate store.
Really?
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Zanati, are you hearing this?
Listen, this is such a... It sounds like such a fun job.
Yeah.
Do you get paid?
Do I get paid?
Yeah.
So I started. I started making money from it. Companies will hire me to promote a new snack that's come out, a new product that's come out. So it's bringing me a little bit of Parnassa.
Right. So it does become, because I read an article about bloggers and vloggers, influencers, that said it's very much like any other media industry where your top people make real money and the rest, it's quite difficult. And it takes quite a while to get. I mean, you've got 14,000 roughly Instagram followers. That's a lot of followers.
Wow. Thank you.
But you've got to get above 10,000, otherwise you don't really see anything. Is that true?
You're right. 10,000 really kind of makes you, I want to say, like a little bit more legit.
Right.
Just because you also have swipe ups in your Instagram stories, and companies really would like that if they are hiring you, because you can kind of link their website if you're ever promoting something from them.
Right. So and what is your Instagram account? I mean, how do people follow you?
It's Hardcore, HARDCOR,
right,
_ snacky, SNACKIE. There's no E for the hardcore because in Toronto, one of the kosher symbols is C-O-R, core. So it's a little bit of a pun. Yeah,
okay.
Only Torontonians really get that, but once I explain it, they're like, oh, that's cool.
So it's a Canadian inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what we feel about that. But, okay, so that's how we can follow you. And YouTube?
Yeah.
Or do you post your videos to Instagram?
So I post them to Instagram and they sync to my Facebook page. I have also a Facebook page, Hardcore Snacky, same thing. And I do have a YouTube channel. There's not as many videos up there, but it's also Hardcore Snacky.
Right. Before I let you go, if you take a look at all the places that you've been around the world, and you know, which country has the best snacks? And you don't have to say South Africa.
And I don't have to say South Africa.
No, you most definitely do not.
But what if I do?
I want an honest view.
Yeah. No, I've honestly been extremely blown away by the food here, the restaurants, and the snacks. Like, this is being completely honest.
So if we were being interviewed in Toronto, you would still say
I
this.
Would still say that.
Shows you that, hasn't it?
Wow, that's amazing.
Hashtag I'm staying.
Exactly.
Can I stay too?
You certainly can. You're making us feel good about ourselves. But that is important. Because as I said earlier, we spend so much time denigrating ourselves and thinking, oh, you know, we need this from there and that from there. But in fact, what we have here is remarkable.
Absolutely. And that's what I learned on my trip here, because I feel like everyone kind of looks at the other side. And they say, wow, that country, that city has better snacks, better food options or whatever it is. But really, you just got to look in your own backyard and realize that there's unbelievable things here to appreciate.
And what you've also got to try some of our local kosher wines.
I'm actually going to Cape Town, leaving today, and I've been told to go to the kosher winery there. So that's on my
game plan. You must do that. Cliffy says, what about jelly tots? Have you tasted
jelly tots? I did have jelly tots on Shabbos.
Right. So there we go. Jelly tots. You get the sour ones. And in fact, we spend many, many years waiting for them to become kosher again. They are kosher, so that's big. Fizzes are something as well. I think that you can only get here, thankfully.
Haven't had that one yet.
Don't rush.
I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, these are the things that I grew up eating.
Of course.
And like, to me, they're nothing special, and here you are
freaking out.
I know when we travel overseas, especially to America, people, if they're having a function or so, there's two things that they ask us to bring. One is Sally Williams, always Sally Williams, and the other one actually is fizzes.
Wow,
because you can't get fizzes overseas.
That is amazing.
You have been ruining children's teeth for years. All right, Esther Klein, before I let you go, give me one more time, what is your Instagram account?
Hardcore_snacky, hardcore without the E, _snacky, IE at the end. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, and that's that.
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time to come and speak to
us.
It's 7:42.